The biggest moments in the games.
Pegues, right wing for the win! Yes!
The biggest voices in sports.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
The heartbreak.
And he misses it. That's impossible.
The celebrations.
Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA!
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Damn straight, it's the Bulletin Blitz on a Thursday. It is March 27, 2025. More importantly, it is Major League Baseball's opening day 2025. Baseball, woo! Yeah! Show me your baseballs! All right, Bart, we'll start here. Let's go to MLB reporter John Perotto. This is courtesy of 93.7 The Fan, our friends in Cleveland, or sorry, in Pittsburgh, rather. He says the Pirates do not care about winning.
They get a guy like Paul Skenes, and, they don't even want to try to build around him. I mean, they don't want to win. It's pretty obvious. Bob Nutting and the ownership group, they don't care. If people care, they're making money, and I don't care what the reports out there say, they are making money, and they don't need to do anything to improve their team to make money because of the revenue sharing system.
Median payroll in baseball is $181.8 million. The top five teams are all over $260 million, including the Dodgers, just under $400 million, with, again, all the deferred stuff as well. Pirates are in the bottom five, Marlins are the lowest. At 82.6 and the Pirates at 110. So that's $70 million under the median. And if you can make money, like, do you want to make more money? Do you want to win? Because I think with winning comes more money, but it's also some work. And if you don't have to work that hard, people are still going to show up. Like, you got Paul Skenes, you can market that. A lot of people are saying, well, the Pirates are going to waste Paul Skenes. Yeah, you know, of course they are. That is what they do, and that's a shame. It's a great baseball town. It's maybe one of the nicest stadiums in the league. A lot of great history, and they're just content to be bad, which is, that sucks. It sucks. Baseball would be better if the Pirates were good.
Yeah, baseball would be good if a lot of these franchises actually tried. I know it's opening day, but we still got to get some football nuggets in here every so often. Someone in the car screaming, where's the NFL? Here's Colts general manager Chris Ballard. One of his genius moves was bringing in Daniel Jones to try to, get Anthony Richardson motivated. And he says the quarterback competition between the two should be spirited.
Between Daniel and Anthony, you're going to see a really good competition. It's going to be spirited competition, but I also think it's one that's going to be where they help each other to grow, too. And so we thought Daniel's skill set and Anthony's skill set, there's a lot of similarities there. So offensively, I think that's going to help, our offensive staff say, okay, we don't have to make these wholesale changes with one guy or the other. We got to make the best decision for the team. Whatever the outcome is based on performance.
One way or another, this will be the worst quarterback competition of all time because either Anthony Richardson just blows Daniel Jones out of the water and it's no competition, or Anthony Richardson is so bad that he's only as good as Daniel Jones. So strap in, Indianapolis. You've got some fireworks coming your way.
Daniel Jones is no longer my problem. And that funky music you heard, it was courtesy of Colts YouTube. All right, last one here. Deion Sanders, he spoke on Skip Bayless' show. Normally I would never play it, but it's a pretty interesting clip, so we're going to. He says his son Shador is open to go anywhere to any team that wants him.
Shador has told me, he's talked to me intently about all the visits he's had with all the teams, so I know where his heart is. I know where he wants to go. If it's New York, it's New York. If it's Tennessee, if it's Cleveland, if it's still the Raiders, if it's New Orleans, if it's any of those teams that are seeking a quarterback, I'm happy with it, man, because I know what he's going to do to the organization. I know what he's going to do.
Call me a sucker, but I believe Deion there. Am I wrong, too? I believe Deion. I think Shador just wants to play football, wherever that may be, and we'll find out in a couple of weeks.